I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in, and this time, it's for a rant. Yes. I've got a rant for you, and I can barely stand it. So hang in there. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, and I am Dr. Bill Bailey, your official computer curmudgeon. Today I'm going to be turning on the old curmudgeonness. It's not even a word. I made it up. But I don't care. Because I'm getting really tired of all the discussion of the Facebook issue. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you had an expectation of privacy when you signed up with Facebook? Not me. It's a social network. Whatever you post gets posted. Whatever is posted can be seen. Whatever can be seen can be mined. So all of this outrage over people getting information off of Facebook. Come on, guys. I mean, the whole way that Facebook monetizes itself is by mining all of the data from all the things that you post or like or dislike or whatever. That's how they can target advertisers. That's how they make their money. Now you say, yeah, but that's not fair. Well, don't use Facebook. Now they're talking about that if you really want to have privacy, you know, true privacy, quote unquote, whatever that is, on Facebook, then you'll have to pay for it. Well, nobody's going to do that in the first place. And second of all, there was never a presumption of privacy. This is why I rant. This is why I get upset at all the pundits on TV that sit back and act shocked and horrified. Oh, they're stealing data. No, they're looking at data that you posted on a social network for the public to see. So don't be surprised when they mine your data. Now, if they were taking all that data and selling it to third parties, which is what they're partially being, you know, accused of, although they deny it, then that's a whole other thing. But for them to use the data that you post to target ads is no reason to be all grumpy. So get over it. Anything you don't want people to know, don't post on Facebook. You know, and you really ought to think about what you're posting. You know, if you're a teenager right now and you post something really questionable, shall we say, then 10 years later when you're looking for a job and your possible employer, potential employer, finds your weird post from 10 years ago on Facebook, don't get all bent out of shape and go, how dare they? You posted it. If you didn't want it posted, don't post it. Pretty simple stuff. So I don't post anything that I don't want the entire world to know. I mean, that's kind of the point. Otherwise, you wouldn't even go on Facebook to start with. So anyway, I do a lot of yelling at the TV these days. When I hear all the pundits talking about, oh, look at what Facebook's doing. They're not doing anything any different that Google's doing, or Apple's doing, or any other company that you put data on their website and or platform. You don't think that iPhone users are having things targeted at them because of things they do? Of course they do. Google doesn't even make any bones about it. Of course we're going to do this. This is how we monetize our products. We don't charge you, but we use the data that we get from you surfing around. Now, I can understand if you don't like that. That's perfectly fine. Just don't go places you don't want to be known to have gone. Okay? Stay out of that part of town. That's good in the physical world. And good old IRL. Okay? So, everybody just chill. I just get all huffy about all this weird stuff I'm seeing on TV about all the people going, oh, look at what's going on Facebook. It's no different than anything else. Now, Facebook wants to go on an apology tour and talk about, oh, we're so sorry. That's fine. They're playing the game. Let them do that. And believe me, I'm no fan of Facebook. I'm not like defending them or anything. I'm just saying I knew what I was getting into when I signed up. And I'm not going to pay them to not do whatever. Because I don't put anything out there that I don't want people to know. Anyway, this rant has been brought to you by no one in particular. I just wanted to get it off my chest. And I don't have any tech news, and I don't have a geek software of the week. Because I'm annoyed about all this Facebook and social media stuff. It's got me all incensed. So, I just thought I'd come on, rant, and sign off. So it'll be short and sweet. At any rate, or not so sweet, I don't know. Sour. At any rate. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Next time we'll have a regular show with regular stuff. But today I just wanted to rant a little. So we'll see you next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.